Hi everybody, this is Jim Graham again, and this is a little tool I've created in BlueSpray to be able to talk about distortion that occurs when we project data. Here on the screen we've got your basic 3D world, and we can turn it around. So effectively a projection of a 3D world, but it looks 3D. Looks like what we'd see if we were out in space. And of course when we project, we flatten this. So let's go ahead and see what happens if we use a cylindrical projection and we flatten the Earth out to a flat surface. And what you can see through this is how the area at the top of the world, up here at the poles, we have a very tiny area that is now being extended out into a much larger area, larger and larger and larger. Okay, so it started out as being very, very small. It is stretched out to be extremely large. Where at the poles, it's the most extreme, where we go from zero circumference of the Earth right at the pole out to a distance that's the same as at the equator. At the same time, note that at the equator, the distances really aren't changing very much. As we extend our cylinder right at the equator, distances are staying almost the same. So cylindrical projections, because of this, are very good for areas that are near the equator. Not so good for higher latitudes, and really, really bad for latitudes all the way at the pole. So not good for Arctic or Antarctic areas. We can also use this tool to take a look at that area distortion. Here we're looking at the Earth again, but I've coded everything that had minimal amount of distortion, specifically area, with green. And as we go ahead and distort it, we can see, or project it, we can see that the real distortion occurs up at the poles, where it gets very, very bad. And as we go out, this just continues until we see there's very little distortion again at the equator, and extreme amounts of distortion in the northern and southern latitudes. Now, we can go back to the Earth, change this back to here, and let's take a look at what happens with conic projections. Again, we've got the Earth here, and we're going to do a conic, which is now going to extend the South Pole in an extreme way, while the North Pole doesn't become as distorted as the South. So we're extending out more in the South than in the North. And as we continue this into the extreme, we start to see our cone appear. Again, Antarctica being stretched out in an extreme way. North Pole being stretched, but not as much. And we keep going until we have a flat pancake for the Earth. Then we see the characteristic conic projection. Okay. Now again, if we shrink this back down, go ahead and do the area distortion, we see we get a very different result. We're down here in Antarctica again, lots of distortion, a little bit of distortion, North Pole. And then this area in the middle where it stays green, but that actually shifts up. The more we distort it, the more we see that it's only the northern latitudes that are really maintaining their areas. While in the extreme north and throughout the southern hemisphere, we're getting large amounts of distortion. That continues all the way out until we have a flat surface, and we see that that's the case. We switch this back to the Earth view. We can see these areas that have minimal distortion are those areas where we use conic projections, North America, Europe, Siberia, those areas. Similarly, we'd use a conic if we wanted to preserve area in the southern latitudes like Australia, South Africa, South America. Okay, then we can bring this back down again. Let's go ahead and take a look at planar projections. Here again we have the Earth. As we flatten out the Earth, we see that now things in Antarctica are changing very rapidly. Massive distortion in Antarctica. However, the North Pole is maintained very nicely and is simply flattened out until we have our nice disk. Similar to a conic, only notice there's no hole appearing at the Arctic. We switch over and take a look at the area distortion. Again, similar to a conic, we get a lot of distortion down here in Antarctica. Not as much, almost none, in the North Pole, so that makes it different from a conic. And if we keep going, we see that the distortion occurs around the outside from Antarctica up to the equator. And when we're really preserving the area is only at the pole. So this is why planar projections are used for the poles. So planar, used for the poles. Conic, used for the high latitudes in the northern and southern hemisphere. Planar, cylindrical, used for the mid-equatorial regions. So three different types of projections, three different types of distortion. Now, of course, remember that this is only if we apply the projections in this way. Mercator projection, transverse Mercator projection, turns its projection 90 degrees, and so it has different distortion than what we're showing here. So here again, for cylindrical, the distortion is in the polar regions. The equator is preserved. For conic, there's distortion at the poles, and in the southern latitudes in this case, not so much in the northern latitudes. And then for planar, we have minimal distortion at the poles, and everywhere else is distorted. You can get to this tool by going to into Blue Spray, and then within a scene, adding a projection layer animation and playing around with it. Thanks. Bye.